Don't mind, I'll call everything to order. Welcome to today's meeting of the Regulatory Committee, Wednesday the 13th of September. I'll take no apologies as I understand it, no leave.
Councillor Woodhead.
Councillor Woodhead, we'll take that as previously agreed. We've got an agenda of four items, we'll take that as agreed. Are there any conflicts of interest? No conflicts of interest, no public forum. I've read the minutes, I'm happy to move the minutes. Do we have a seconder for the minutes?
I wasn't there, sir.
Councillor Lawton, I'll put the motion, those four.
Mm-hmm.
Aye. Against, carried. Right, the first agenda item, without any further ado, is the Biosecurity RMA Monitoring Report to the 25th of August. The key points, as I saw it, were obviously biosecurity staff been assisting the Ministry for Primary Industries in relation to the mycoplasma bovis incursion response. Marine biosecurity, there's pests that have been found previously are still present. For example, the Stala clava, and for example, the Undaria pinnatifida, if I pronounced that right, Peter?
Yeah, Undaria, yep.
And rabbits. Inspections have continued following up auditing of the rabbit control plan, so that's ongoing. There's a K5 update. Wallet fee activity stuff had a field day in Duntroon. There's been harbour activity, safety work and response. There's been various compliance activity. For example, staff have investigated lead storage discharge into Stony Creek and Wanaka. And finally, Aratone domestic chimney discharge complaints. Little bit of a heads up there following some queries from Councillor Lawton. There we are. Any comments?
Through the chair, no. Otherwise, I think people will slip into eternal sleep, so we'll open it up to comments.
Okay, let's open it up.
Yep.
Sorry, Councillor Lawson.
2.4.
Rabbits.
Reading that, you'd think that everything's fine, but it's not. And I just wanted to raise the issue of peas and moorings. So Scott will know what I'm talking about, and so will the Chief Executive. Pisa Moorings is a small community that is on the banks of Lake Dunstan. It's about 5 kilometres from Cromwell, and it's mostly contained of retired folk, although it's becoming quite a populous community now, and perhaps half the houses. You couldn't buy a house there for under $750,000, and there are a lot of new sections coming on there, and there's a lot of growth. It's bordered by a vineyard and then by farmland. And the locals have noticed, because they've gathered themselves now into a community group and a residents association. And the reason I'm raising this in specific is because I wonder if it's a generic issue. They've noticed that there are rabbits, and rabbits running through and invading their community, and it's causing them issues. Now, the problem became how to access control of those rabbits. And our policy, as you know, is, well, rabbits are your problem, you know. And to which, understandably, the residents of Pisa Moorings went, yeah, right, what are we going to do about that, you know. And so it's from their point of view, and I'm sorry, but I've been consistent on that since I've been around this table as well, I don't think that's it, you know. And so that's why we're examining, I think, in the pest management strategy, whether that's the appropriate policy. But one of the things that came out of there was that they engaged one of the council staff who said to them that they weren't doing anything at the moment because they'd run out of money, quote unquote. I think I've passed that on to you, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to that chap to see if that was an actual fact, what had happened. And we had a bit of to-ing and fro-ing over that, as you know, Peter. But the issue is, if... The problem is that they still don't have an answer. They don't know what to do with the rabbits. They don't know where to go, what to do, how to manage that particular problem. And I suspect there is a community that, whether it's in Wanaka or Cromwell or some of those urban areas or on the fringes of urban areas throughout central Otago and the lakes, have some similar sorts of issues. And I just wanted to raise this issue, Peter and Scott, and say, couldn't we be doing a little bit better in that area at providing them with a solution? And I think this is, you know, the appropriate time to raise that issue with you and to get some sort of response.
Yeah, no, and I look forward to that response. I'm not even sure that we've actually got a response on the proposed pest management strategy. Have I got that wrong, Peter?
Well, I mean, the way for that community to assist themselves with rabbit control is to rabbit-proof fence their community.
Okay.
And then have a control program. When those developments, and I'm not sure if it was Pisa Moorings, but certainly other developments in the central Otago area were being put up, the Otago Regional Council recommended that there be rabbit-proof fencing around those developments. And in at least one case that I'm aware of, the developer took the Regional Council to court saying this was a cost that the developer would not bear. So that particular development, and won, because the court said that there were other ways of controlling rabbits other than with a fence, which is poison and shooting and other methods.
In an urban development.
So that's the court record if you want to go and have a look at it. The community does have a way of controlling its rabbits if it wants to get organised and motivated. It can use all manner of methods. What I hear that community saying, because they've been corresponding with me and phoning me, is that they want the Otago Regional Council, funded by the general ratepayer, to get rid of their rabbits. Mm-hmm. And that is what we do not do unless this council is going to change its annual plan. So to say that we're not doing what we should do is incorrect. I'm happy to put some community engagement into those communities. We have in the past. We've had over a number of years, we've met with peri-urban communities and talked to them about these methods, about fencing, about fumigating burrows, etc. The sort of things that can probably be done safely in a peri-urban community, because shooting is probably not an option. We've had those conversations, so that's not new. And I don't know if we've been to Pisa Moorings, but I know we've been around the area. So we've done it in the past. We'll do it in the future, if that's what the council wants. But the ratepayer of Otago has not agreed to pay for rabbit control in Pisa Moorings or any other place, and that's what they're after.
Yes, and yet we have, because here we are involved in the research into this Korean virus, which it takes a resource commitment from the Otago Regional Council, and presumably its spread and delivery will be an ORC expense as well too, Peter.
You're right, we've done that.
Yeah, so we are involved in direct rabbit control.
To that level. I shoot my rabbits on my property, no ORC staff member comes out and does it.
It's pretty hard to do in Pisa Moorings when there are kiddies running down the street.
Correct, so you can do fumigation of burrows. Or you can fence the place. You can either fence your property, or if the community are organised, they can fence the whole property, and cattle stop it. I mean there are methods out there which, as I said before, we attempted to get right from the get go. But the developer determined that was not going to be what that developer wanted to do, and the number of others have done it. Said no, that's an expense we don't need to bear.
Sounds like a path forward, Councillor Laws. Councillor Noon.
Through the Chair, the issue we talked about before about dust and TLAs taking responsibility, and I think this is in the same category with rabbits, and I'd like to see that particular scenario where the developer took the TLA to court, I'd like to see that tested, because I think if we can somehow convince the TLA that they need to pick up the responsibility, just exactly the way you've indicated, because there is no easy solution unless you start from day one greenfield site and actually have the infrastructure in place. Because trying to do it retrospectively is just a bloody nightmare. Excuse the language, but yeah. So I would like, I don't know, Peter Callaghan or someone to have a look at that and see whether we could pursue that. And look, if the TLAs would embrace the idea of collectively working towards a solution, so be it. we may have to test it. But if the negative effects that are occurring, whether it's through someone losing their cabbages or the native plantings or whatever in the reserve as part of that Pisa Moorings, I mean, so be it. There's obviously negative impacts on that community. So, yeah, that would be my view. But
and certainly this is something in terms of the new pest strategy that we need to front up with. But I think Peter's articulated a path forward as a community. Their houses are worth $700,000 each. Maybe they need a pest fence and some plan.
Okay. But anyway, Mr. Yep. Chairman, before we hop on to the next subject, if the rabbit was proved to be above the mill three,
yeah.
In actual fact, all those people would get a notice of direction.
Well, it's funny you should say
get rid of their own rabbits.
But it's funny you should say that, because we don't measure there. So that's exactly what they asked for. They said, where are we on rabbit control? And Peter, they're also asking for that.
Yep.
And we don't have the resources to be able to do that.
No. The McLean scale for a rabbit assessment is greater than 50 hectares. One of the things we need to do in the pest review is find a way of assessing where rabbits in an urban area are greater than an acceptable number. It's something new. So that's where the pest plan can actually do that.
Right. Yeah.
Find a new scale.
Sounds good. A few challenges. Any other comments?
Getting a guy over.
If not, we've got a recommendation report being received.
Moved.
Seconded.
By whom, sorry?
Councillor Decat and Councillor Hope. I'll put the motion, those four.
Aye.
Aye. Against, carried. Thank you. The next report is a consents and building control by Mr. Report. By Mr. Report. The second report is Resource Management Act 91, Biosecurity Act, Building Act, and quite simply it identifies that there's one infringement notice and one authorised legal proceeding. Any comments?
Leave the report be noted, Mr. Chairman.
We have a mover. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Hope, I'll put the motion. Those four.
All right.
Against, carried. Thank you. Third report, Consents and Building Control Report, 17th July to 25th of August. This is relatively brief as well. There was one limited notification. That was in regard to an application for water permit. There was one objection in relation to Mount Codrona Station limited residual flow condition. And thirdly, there was one appeal, Kyburn, which we're familiar with, where consents were granted but has been appealed by Otago Fish and Game. There we are. Any discussion points? If not, we have a recommendation that this
I'll move.
Report is noted. We've got a mover. Have we got a seconder? I'll put the motion. Those four.
Aye.
Against, carried. The final report is again a relatively brief report. I'm getting hurried along by my staff beside me here. Deemed permit replacement progress, the 17th of July to 25th of August. So basically it highlights the meetings that have already occurred, Federated Farmers, Shepherd's Creek, statutory bodies, and also we've got some upcoming meetings, planning consultants, Manuhira Care, Tributaries, and round three meetings. In the round three meetings, they're going to refer to things like fish surveys, flows for tributary options during lower flows, and various guidance regarding easements. But there it is. In relation to the performance targets 1 and 2, there has been no change since the last report. Any discussion? If not, the recommendation is that report be noted. Do we have a mover?
A quick question, if I may.
Yeah.
Referring to the bottom paragraph of that section, progress on objectives, right at the bottom of the report, showing the number of deemed permits as of 19th July to be 381. I wonder if I could ask the director through you when he expects that number to be around 250, knowing what he knows now.
So between April 2014, it went from 458 to, in over 3 years, it dropped by approximately 70.
Yep. Mm.
And you're saying, well, how long is it going to take to get to 250? I think if you extrapolated that, it's beyond 2021.
No.
Through the chair, I haven't done the maths. It'll be by 2021.
It has to be. Yeah. Yeah. Water, I mean.
Go to zero then. Through the chair, so that my name's on the
bottom
of this report.
Thank you.
We've got an increased focus on this area of work. I've come in and as a new director, getting a handle on where the priorities are. It's been made very clear to me by both chief executives as well as the chair of the policy committee that this is a key focus for me and my team. So I am structuring workloads and reprioritising so that this work has progressed.
Okay,
I'm
so
aware of the deadline.
Thank you. In relation to Councillor Deacon's question, so do you envision a straight line path in terms of removing those deemed permits, or is it going to be a big curve?
There's a crystal ball.
It's a function of how many groups are involved.
Mr. Chairman, ultimately it is not our responsibility to convert a deemed permit into an RMA consent. It is our responsibility to do, under the annual plan, to do some education, which we are doing. It is our responsibility to have the resources in place when a large number of deemed permits arrive to be converted into an RMA consent. That is our responsibility, and that's a responsibility that we are taking very seriously and acting on. It's not our responsibility to turn these deemed permits into consents.
Well said. Thank you. Any further comment? If not, we have a recommendation that the report be noted. Do we have a mover? Councillor Hope. Seconder. Councillor Robinson. Any further discussion? If no, I put the motion. Those for?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. I close today's meeting.
Oh, my God.